Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Steph Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is the Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. You know, I had a problem in my life is attracting being misunderstood by people, and because of the way I act or don't understand what I say or my intentions, and attracting people who do not, who I have no attraction to, who are on the wrong side of the tracks, that I consider them either dangerous, psychotic, have some attraction to me, and I'll never be attracted to them. So I had to point it out. And since I'm in the industry as an artist, I don't know how long I will be. I'm online, so I might stop. I don't know. Well, I'm in the industry. I don't want people to misunderstand my intentions. So I don't want people who I'm not attracted to or want to be around to come around me. First of all, I'm going to bring up about Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, New York is in the past. It's passé. It's over. Forever. I suspect, and I think I saw people from Buffalo, New York coming out here. They came out here without me knowing. Okay, this is what I want to say. I don't want them coming out here. I would consider that crazy if they come around me or come near me when they do not talk to me. This includes relatives. Stay in Buffalo. I mean, they have the freedom to do what they want. Don't come to me if you can't talk to me. You got to be crazy or sick. Okay? I have, you know, I made a point to talk about be healthy because I got to, you know, have clean out my, you know, whatever residue in my karma, my aura, because I think that people are misinterpreting me or whatever, and I don't want no one to misinterpret my intentions. If you have any concerns about me as a person or whatever, stay away unless you contact me directly. If you can't, stay away. I'm just like a typical person, you know. I mean, I would not go up to somebody who I don't know or haven't seen in years and don't talk to them and start following them around. That's crazy. You know, I don't need no stalking from people from Buffalo. Okay? If they can't talk to me, don't come around, and I don't want nothing to do with Buffalo. Buffalo has so many bad experiences. Bad is in the past. It's over. Okay? Not rational, nothing. No, I do it with my mother, my sisters, or directly, because I talk to them directly. That's it. If I have relatives or anybody that is a relative, fine. But they come out here and do not talk to me, they need to stop. That's crazy. Don't come around if you can't talk. I guess sometimes I think it's probably because of the way I talk and people misunderstand me. I'm very clear in what I feel. Perhaps I'm a little bit of a public person, so I like to be clear-headed. Okay? I like to know what I want to let people know where I stand. This includes people from my, you know, from my previous neighborhood, you know, Wall Street Manor. You know, I don't like bringing that up. They will come over here. I don't know them. I didn't really talk to anybody. I was not friends. I talked to one person, Lori, but that was it. That was a long time ago. The 20 years ago is over. Do not come around. I don't know nobody over there in 2002. I can't talk about something 20 years ago. That is a very long time. So don't come over here. If you're coming over here 20 years, you got to be psychotic, crazy, and you're not somebody I would be attracted to anyway, because you're coming over here 20 years to me, a stranger, is practically crazy. But I think perhaps some of it is probably because of my music, you know, even though I'm not that big of a star, perhaps I attract people because of my music or because of my podcast. And I'm aware of that, and that's nice, but I don't want them coming around because if they can't talk, I have, you know, if they can't talk to me, don't come around. But in general, I had people misinterpret me. They say, you know, when they look at me, they say, oh, I'm a football player, I'm a basketball player. Yeah, I'm very tall and big, but I'm, you know, I am not no football player or basketball player, so don't stereotype me. I personally don't stereotype people. I see people as individuals. I don't see them as, you know, I think that's idiot. That's, you know, they lack thereof with them, you know. I don't want those type of people coming around me, prejudging me by my size or whatever. Don't. I don't want people to see me based on color either. You know, I'm an individual. We should all be free. I know people, there's prejudice in the society, and people still go by stereotypes. Don't judge me based on my color. Okay? I have people still saying I should be this and be that, you know? Don't, you know, or I should go to live in, you know, I should be a black girl or black. You know, first of all, that's ignorant. That's delusional. I said several times that I'm a gay man. So I'm not attracted to any women. But I respect women in general. Women and men are equal. Let me tell you, there's going to be a woman president. I'm very happy that there is a woman vice president, Kamala Harris, and I support equal rights to all people, regardless of where they come from. But I'm not heterosexual. I'm not afraid to admit it publicly and so on, because I'm so much who I am, and I don't like mentioning it all the time, but when you have people around me say, oh, I'm going to be with a woman. Oh, I got to be a woman. Oh, gay marriage is a sin. I don't want no homophobe around me. No homophobes. Just like my political beliefs, you know, I'm very liberal. I'm a Democrat. And you have this guy, he says he's moderate, conservative. What is he doing coming over here? I don't hang out with people who think less of me as a person. This person thinks that gay marriage is wrong. I don't want no prejudice bigots around me. Okay? Don't come around me. I only hang out with open-minded people and progressive people. Don't come around me. Now, as in the business of music, you know, I deal with all kinds of people of all beliefs, and so, you know, fine. If they can't be tolerant, I don't deal with intolerant people. I deal with people of all races, colors, and creeds, but I do not deal with intolerant people or crazy people or delusional people. I have someone who's really in love with me, and they are never going to be with me. A crazy black woman or what is it, transvestite, I don't know why they're coming over here. I'm not attracted to women, but I'm heterosexual. And let me point out, I am never going to be with a transvestite or transgender person. But let me tell you, I'm very liberal. I support equal rights for all people, black, white, man, woman, gay, straight, transgender, and so on. Everybody deserves equal rights. They do. Everybody deserves to be respected. As a minority, I definitely 100% agree. But sexual preference, no way. I have my own. So don't call me racist. Don't call me transphobic. Those are lies. Okay, I am never going to be a bigot in this society, and I do not want to attract bigots. And people misinterpret what I say. Because I say these things, I attract people who are bigots or who say they're, you know, these people say they're racist and ultra-conservatives who are against gay marriage, who are against, I'm not deal with people like that. You got to let people live. Even if you disagree with them, I am open to all people, but I'm not open to bigots or closed-minded people. I am not open-minded to delusional, crazy people who can't mind their business. I am not open to criminals. I am not open to frauds, people who are negative. I am colorblind, but I do not want to be around an idiot who look at me and call me a football player or basketball player. I never was interested in football or basketball, so stop it. I am not a bigot. I am very much who I am, so don't misinterpret what I say. Everything I say is truthful. I am open-minded to all people, even different beliefs and political beliefs, but I do not hang out and deal with homophobes, and I do not deal with bigoted people. And please do not judge me based on my race. Look at colorblind. Look at me as an individual. People have listened to my podcast, read my books, and said that I was prejudiced. I was transphobic. That is not true. I am colorblind. I dealt with crazy white and black and Latino criminals in my neighborhood. I can't hang around with people like that or from my neighborhood a long time ago. Please listen to what I say. I like all people. I do not make preconceived notions about me. Do not listen to liars and false allegations about me either on Twitter. That's another thing. I type about on Twitter about PB Tom allegations, stuff goes on in general at my building. I type about music. Everything I put out on social media as far as tweeting is true. But I am not happy when people falsely accuse me of being crazy, falsely calling me schizophrenic, falsely saying something was wrong with me. No, there's nothing wrong with me. I am tired of the lies, okay? I just have my own way of expressing myself. If I come off as eccentric, I'm sorry. I love to express what's going on. Maybe I go overboard sometimes with expressing myself, but I'm very much aware of reality, so do not call me crazy or any defamatory lies, because I could sue people. If I see it on social media calling me schizophrenic or crazy, I will sue them. So I just tire of it. Then I have these same crazy people who keep saying they sample my music. They took advantage of me. That's a lie. That's delusional. Okay, I don't deal with delusional people like that or evil people like that. I own the copyright, basic common sense. I own the song. You can look at the copyright, U.S. Copyright Office. All my pop songs and rock songs are on there. All my pop songs and rock songs are on my publishing. I own the music. There is no court order. If there was a court order, then that BMI publishing would be altered. So these delusional crazy people are trying to press my buttons. I heard them today saying, oh, I am sensitive. That is insane. That's someone who needs to go to a locked facility. I don't deal with crazy delusional people or people spend all day coming over here looking for a victim or think they're going to be with me. That's what I think I attracted that because of being online or having a little bit of fame. They need to stop. Do not listen to stereotype or lies. If you have a question about what I say on social media or anything else or things that I prefer to talk about, which are music or intellectual things or artistic things, then contact me directly, DoveNeedsLove22@yahoo.com. And remember, I have said this several times on my podcast. There's a disclaimer. Everything I say is legal. There's no illegal situations, okay? And yeah, I don't want to know when I and you know, and when I say losers, I don't like saying that. You know, everybody has some. Everybody is, you know, on this planet, whether you're at the top or at the bottom, is important. When I say loser, I'm talking about evil people. Evil people. I don't want no evil people around me. But then again, there's those people who drink all day and on crack. And when I don't deal with people like that, no way. They're low functioning. I got this low functioning person coming around me all the time. No way. I mean, I'm not. I mean, I'm down to earth. I don't have much. I'm poor, you know. But there's more to life than that. We have to be careful. You know, I know that the way I talk sometimes can misconstrue what people think of me. I'm very colorblind. I don't like to say that all the time, but that may be why people misinterpret what I say. I'm colorblind in everything. You know, I'm against anti-Semitism, absolutely. Against racism, absolutely. Against homophobia, absolutely. Against sexism, absolutely. That may be the case, or any type of discrimination I'm against, but I am against crazy people, no matter where they come from, race, color, creed, religion, or evil people. I don't, or stereotype ignorant people. I don't want no ignorant person around me. People think that I'm, here's another ignorant thing. They think I'm a preacher. I am never going to be a preacher, a Christian preacher like in a church, not in this lifetime. So stop that too. Just because I do podcasts and express myself does not mean I'm a preacher. That's ignorant. Stereotype. Stop it. Superficial. And another thing, I am not no mental health counselor. I have people come over here and say, I'm going to be a counselor, a social worker. I will never be a social worker in this lifetime or mental health counselor. That is ignorant. That's delusional. Stop it. And, you know, the people that I know in my neighborhood calling me that. Just, I am an artist. Podcasters are artistes, okay? There's a difference. I am not no preacher or counselor. Never will in this lifetime. Actually, I prefer to sing or write a song or do something in art, but being an artist is also, a podcaster is an artist. So that is all I say. Any other type of false allegations, I do not have no delusions myself. I am, that's another defamatory allegation someone said. Someone said that I am out of touch with music. They, the ones who are delusional. This is near Hollywood. I told you. Anyone who say that being near Hollywood with millions of artists in Beverly Hills and, you know, Santa Monica, downtown LA, the San Fernando Valley have millions of aspiring actors and singers and musicians. Studio City, wherever. You gotta be out of touch with reality. LA is an entertainment town. It's important that for people to know that. I know things are changing in this town. Some things I don't like, you know, but definitely art is always going to be a part of the picture. I embrace everything, but not evil. I don't hang out with drug dealers. I don't take acid. I will never hang out with acid people. Oh, and another thing, you know, here's the last thing. I came out to L.A. to be an artist. I really did, and I, you know, but somebody came over to me talking about porn. I will never be in porn Not in this lifetime. No way. I mean, I am hungry in terms of ambition, but I'm not that hungry. That is a dead end. It's not safe for porn to me. First of all, I don't have the image. I'm too big, okay? Second of all, seeing those, you know, HIV and syphilis and lack of money and I'm sorry. I did not come out to L.A. to be a whore. I came out to L.A. to be a artist. Pardon my French. I did not come out to L.A. to be a sex worker. That disgusts me. I've been in the, you know, I came out to L.A. to be an artist, legitimately. If not, then I'd be something else. Definitely not porn. I'm sorry. So that's all I need to say. I hope there's I clear the air of these misunderstandings and false allegations and false allegations about me, my health. If I didn't, I am so sorry. But defamation and spreading false rumors around me or on social media is not the way to deal with it. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.